Abstract submission for the 6th Nanoscientific Forum Europe 2023 is now open. Join this European SPM meeting and be part of exciting talks from the nano research field, practical hands-on sessions, and a thrilling social program in Barcelona's Flair, hosted by ICFO, Barcelona, Spain. See you in Barcelona in September 2023. So today you are the perfect person to tell us about the spoiler. In case anyone has not watched this Glass Onion yet, this video is going to be full of spoilers. So the first one that I saw, the first one that made the scientist in me happy was this scene and especially this dialogue. Lionel, you're a scientist, not a publicist. A bunch of people screaming at a scientist through a screen. Yeah. What are your thoughts about this scene? Have you been in a situation like this? Have you been in a situation where you were sat in front of a whiteboard full of equations and diagrams? Like.
Yeah, I love their setup of their lab, which is basically just like a completely blank table and then just some diagrams in the background. What they're basically saying here is like, Lionel, stay in your lane. You're the scientist. Your expertise can, like, we will be looking to you as the expert to tell us, you know, what this thing can do. But you don't need to like be the publicist. You don't need to be the one that's selling it. You just have to tell us the facts, which kind of goes against my entire career, because what I do is like basically help scientists be their own publicists and like tell their scientific stories better. So this bit really made me laugh because it was the first 1 minute 35 into the movie. It was the first hint that I was going to have a lot to say about it.
It's only going to go downhill from here. Let's just
basically. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay, this is one of my favorite scenes, I have to say. Oh my God, this is one of my favorite scenes. And yeah, Anna, what are your thoughts about this messy background with this gorgeous, extremely talented actor doing something to something? Tell us.
So what we've seen in the run-up to this is various of these boxes getting delivered to characters that we're meeting for the first time. And these boxes are kind of like, they're full of different puzzles that the people have to solve in order to get to the inside of the box, which is an invitation to the island called the Glass Onion. So that's like the setup for people. And so we see like, I can't remember how many, but like between 3 and 6 of these boxes getting delivered, these people being like, oh, wow, it's so cool, these little puzzles. And then they're like, yay, this invitation on this amazing holiday.
Awesome. Moving on to 6 minutes later, where we are, where all the characters are coming together, or most of the characters are coming together before setting off to the island, the Glass Onion island, and everyone gets this mysterious shot in their face, in their mouth, sorry. And I think they're hinting at the COVID. I don't think in the movie they ever say the pandemic or COVID or anything at all. It's just that some people are wearing masks, some people are partying. Yeah. Moving on swiftly to, now we are on the island and now we are in what, man cave, bat cave, whatever that office
situation. Yes.
And in there is this beautiful piece of art. It looks like a piece of art, but what is it?
To me, I think this artwork probably involves like a whole load of mirrors, right? And so it looks as if with the clever like bouncing around of light with glass and mirrors, it looks as if there's this like never-ending, very complicated structure that kind of extends into infinity. A bit like when you face two mirrors to each other in an elevator or something, and there's like loads of like, yeah, reflections of yourself. I think it's basically like that. But what it reminds me of is a crystal structure, which is relevant to what we're going to come on to talk about later in terms of the materials at the heart of the incorrect science of this movie. Because this is the sort of way that in my mind's eye, if I imagine the structure of atoms inside some materials, it's this sort of thing that I imagine, like connecting networks of sort of forces and atoms that are in very sort of predefined structures and very sort of symmetrical shapes. Symmetry is a big part of materials science. And so it really reminds me of that. And particularly with this sort of infinite channel that you can see in sort of the center of the piece, it really reminds me of actually some of the structures that can be involved in hydrogen storage research. So we're going to come on to how inaccurate a lot of the movie is, but I do like this as an art piece.
We hope you enjoyed this snippet. Check out the full episode by following the link in the show notes. A lot of work goes into creating every episode of Under the Microscope. We meticulously look for the best materials and nanoscientists from around the world to feature on Under the Microscope. So do leave us a review and share your favorite episodes with your favorite people. Thank you very much.